This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. I did mention that we're going to have Prashoban Naidu. He's locked, he's loaded, he's ready, you know, to steer us through another exciting feature, which is the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. Today, we shine in the spotlight on a bold Entekka Forward SUV that's been generating plenty of buzz. This is the all-new Omoda C9, experienced in a both hybrid and petrol form. From design and cabin appeal to real-world driving impressions, Prashoban was sampled both the derivatives and is ready to break it all down for us. He's on the line right now. Prashoban, good afternoon. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic. And yourself?
No, I'm so blessed, man. Thank you so much for joining us on the show once again. Really do appreciate it, Prashoban.
Thank you so much. I also appreciate it as well. Always a blessing. Thank you.
Now, let's dive straight into it. I mean, first impressions first, Prashoban. What's the Omoda C9 like in the metal? Does it stand out on the road?
Indeed, it does. It looks like quite a charming, delightful package you have. Very bold, if I must say. I think this one is giving it some edge with some coupe styling. So it's kind of futuristic. It has those flush door handles. The front end, it looks very edgy and trendy. Those are some words that I could describe it. And it is striking and definitely leads to more of a premium leaning premium side, I think. And I like it. And it has these huge 22-inch wheels, so it looks quite good in the metal. And not bad at all. It's quite a lovely, lovely tasteful looking SUV.
Now, looking at the fact that it looks good on the metal, you know, in the metal, as we step inside, how does the cabin feel? I mean, if there were a few highlights that you were you would point out, where does this pricing sit?
Okay, so it's not bad. So it starts from 700,000 rand to 900,000 rand for the top spec, or just about R1 million for the top spec hybrid model, which I also drove. So mine is about 885,000 rand. And inside, it's not so shabby. It's actually quite well built. You've got some plush synthetic leather seats, sunroof, lots of bells and whistles, driver safety system, a nice entertainment screen. But sometimes, you know, I'm not a big fan of the touch screens. I think they need a bit more work there, but it gets the job done quite well. Ventilated seats, heating, heated steering wheel. A lot of modern amenities as well, nice sound system, good amount of boot space as well for the family. But I'd give it a thumbs up. It feels like all Chinese cars I've driven in the last couple of years actually seem to have this theme of nice lots of tech. Some are a bit gimmicky, I'll give you that, but this stands out for me.
All right, now let's talk about the drive, Prashoban. I mean, how does the C9 perform in hybrid and petrol, guys? And are there, you know, any drawbacks worth mentioning?
Okay, so both of them are quite nice. I lean more towards the plug-in hybrid because it's a lot more power, very efficient. You're getting, I think I was getting between, I want to say, 5 to 6 liters per 100 kilometers, which is good, and lots of more power. You've got 440 kilowatts, which is insane. That's just close. Similar power figures to the new hybridized C63, which is 500 kilowatts. And then the hybrid gives for me lots of range. You've got about 1,200 kilometer range, and the petrol one I have right now, okay. Now, it has a 2-liter turbocharged motor. Got about 190 kilowatts. Nice everyday move out, you know, track, perfect for commutes, everyday commutes. But I think the drawbacks of these cars, the petrol one is a bit more thirsty. It got about 9 liters per 100 kilometers, so there's that. And the drawback would be it's comfortable and it goes quite nicely. I think the lagginess needs to be more calibrated well. I think Chinese cars tend to have this laggy feel when you're doing takeoff. So there's that, and yeah, it's not bad for what it is. It's just above average.
Oh, okay. Now, I mean, looking at this highly contested SUV space, Prashoban, which rivals does the Omoda C9 have, you know, firmly in its sight?
So it has the Toyota RAV4, which is known for, you know, household name, broad appeal, and then you've got the Mazda CX-5, known for good driving dynamics, and then the Hyundai Tucson, which gives it a lot of tech and value in that car, and the Volkswagen Tiguan, which is obviously a popular choice, very premium. This you know, the motor brings lovely design cues, nice amount of tech, and a good powertrain as well. And the pricing is not that bad. I mean, all the other rivals, I mean, the RAV4 starts from 600,000 to 800K, and then the Mazda CX 550 to 750K, and then the Honda Tucson 580 to 820K, then the Tucson is 700,000 plus. So it slots in there. Would I buy it? Yeah, I'll have to think about that one.
All right, Prashevan. Well, thank you so much for that. Before we wrap it up, you need to please give us your motoring tip of the week and your hot jam to get us into the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Kingash. So with winter still around and unpredictable weather, remember to regularly check your tires and tread depth. It's a safety habit that also helps with fuel economy and braking performance. And we're going to end up with two cars to live and die in LA.
Prashevan? Thank you so much for that. Catch you again next week, Friday. Have yourself a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much, Kingash. Have a blessed one to yourself and the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was Prashevan Naidu, our resident motoring journalist here on the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience. You can catch him every week on the show, and you can also read his work, Petrolhead Africa, Top Speed, and the African Chronicle. Plus, keep an eye out for his upcoming motoring platform, Wheels and Journeys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.